Hi, welcome to the first in what is hopefully a series of food and beverage podcasts hosted by Greenhass and Jenks. My name is Drew Hollebeck. I'm a senior manager in our food and beverage practice here at the firm, specializing in the audit side of the practice. And joining me today is David Horwich, who's a managing director at the firm. He is a reformed investment banker and is one of our great resources here that we make available to clients. And he specializes in growth strategy and M&A transactions.
Thanks, Drew. Great to be here. Appreciate the invite. As Drew mentioned, I'm a recovering investment banker. I banked for 23 years with firms, middle market firms here in California. Successfully closed over 60 transactions with mostly middle market businesses. Deal value probably well in excess of $2 billion. Retired 8 years ago to work with business owners to assist them to put growth plans into place, help them develop those growth plans to start with, and prepare for a transaction if that transaction is on the tape.
Great. And what we're hoping to talk about here today is spend a few minutes going over the general state of the M&A market here in Los Angeles. And David, I wanted to first chat about, I've looked at some studies recently that show that nationwide the deal market continues to be strong in 2019. There are studies I've seen that show nearly 300 deals have been completed in the 12 months leading up through the summer of 2019. And the majority of those seem to be in the private sector, which is obviously the space that, you know, the space that you and I live in. So what I wanted to see if I could get your input on is, how do you see the state of the market here in Southern California moving out over the next, let's say, 6 months to a year?
So we're probably in the 10th year of a 7-year transaction cycle. And so everybody at the end of each year looks around and says, when is this going to all come to an end? And of course, if we all knew the answer to that, we probably wouldn't be working for a living. But we don't know the answer to that. And so all we can do is make good, informed, educated guesses. And the good, informed, educated guess that we are currently working on is the following. Our clients are doing well. Revenue growth is strong. We see across the board revenue growth in the companies that we work with. Now, there may be some selection in there because we try to work with good companies that are growing and that we can help. But our clients are tending to do well. We're seeing good, strong operating leverage coming through in these businesses. And so while revenue growth is good, EBITDA and profitability performance measures are even better year over year. In our practice right now, we are very, very active with several clients that are closing transactions right now. And all of our investment banker friends that we work with, not just in food and beverage, but in all sectors of M&A, everybody's hitting on all cylinders, and they're looking for us to help them prepare companies that aren't quite ready to go to market, or work with companies that are going to market to tidy things up in preparation for a transaction. The other side of the consulting practice, our transaction advisory service practice, where we write quality earnings projects and reports, those guys couldn't be any busier than they are right now, and nothing is showing any signs of slowdown. I think, generally speaking, the election year, the election date is a date that is something that everybody is looking at and saying, I want to get my deal done before then. And so going into the next 9 months, I think things are going to continue to be as active, perhaps even more frenetic than they are today.
Interesting. You know, and something that I really enjoy about the food and beverage space here in Los Angeles is that we have a mix of types of clients and their future strategy. Obviously, you have your family legacy businesses that have been around for 20, 30 years. They're really trying to build a brand that is going to go forward and be something they can potentially leave to their children. But then you also have some of these newer brands, some of these newer products that are coming out on the market, and they're run by people who they're by owners who have a very different strategy in mind. They're looking to get out into the marketplace, get their brand name known, get on as many shelves as they can, and really, really rapidly grow, even if it means you're not profitable because of the intent of getting acquired by a strategic investor down the road. Is that something that you're kind of seeing as well in you know, on the M&A side? And the other question I have for you is, are there specific sectors within food and beverage specifically that you see as kind of being hot, you know, in the marketplace, you know, right now?
So the transactional work that we're preparing clients for is generally falling into two buckets. Bucket number one is exactly as you described. These are young entrepreneurs who've got a great idea. They're not building a lot of infrastructure around them, but they're building businesses and brands around them. And they're growing these companies very, very nicely. These are very smart young people that are taking these businesses and really running with them. Those entrepreneurs don't want to ever be professional business managers. They never want to take this company to a $20 or $30 million revenue rate and then have to start changing the way they operate. That's not in their DNA. They want to take this company, they want to build it up to $20 or $30 million in revenues, and then they want to put it up for sale and go on to the next one and do this in a serial fashion so that they get wealthy many, many times over if it works. Mm-hmm. So that's bucket number one. Bucket number two is we're seeing a lot of aging entrepreneurs, aging business owners that are now at the end of their career. And maybe they've got family involved in the business and maybe they don't have family involved in the business. And they're starting to think about, okay, here I am, now what do I do? And those are also very interesting companies to work with. They tend to have infrastructure that they have developed around them, manufacturing facility, marketing companies, good solid finance and accounting departments, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, where they've got a real business that they want to sell. Perhaps they've developed a management team around them, whether it's their kids or not. And that management team is prepared to take the legacy of what the owner has developed and bring it on to the next owner. In the first instance, those potential buyers are almost exclusively going to be strategic buyers, something that they can take and bolt onto their existing business and use as a product line for what they're already doing. And in some instances, in the other instance, where we're seeing entrepreneurs or business owners that have had the company for a while and want to leave a legacy, those companies easily could get sold to financial buyers, but only if they've developed that management team underneath them. Mm-hmm. Financial buyers really don't want to create management teams. They want to buy businesses that they can take, inject capital, take more risk, and develop into bigger and bigger businesses.
Mm-hmm. Great, great.
To answer your question about hot sectors in the food and beverage space that we're seeing, we're seeing, because of these companies that are building brands and not businesses, that they can then sell to potential strategic buyers. The companies that are getting very hot in the M&A market are companies in the ingredients space, where they're providing ingredients to these businesses and to their co-packers. The co-packing business is on fire because the investing community has recognized that these co-packers are beginning to gain clout in the overall ecosystem in the food and beverage markets. And then also we're seeing a lot of activity in agriculture. We ourselves are probably going to be looking at between 3 and 10 companies in the ag space over the next 3 to 6 months. And then we think snack foods are big as well. People are eating between meals and they want to continue to eat between meals, and better for you snack foods continue to be very, very hot. And we have a client in that space that we're working with right now.
Mm-hmm. to kind of wrap this up, and David, thank you very much for your time and for your insight that you've given us. If I'm a business owner and I'm contemplating down the road I might want to sell my company, what's the one piece of advice that you would give me today to enable me to plan effectively for that strategy down the road?
The number one piece of advice with a bullet is start as soon as you can. Don't wait for the buyers to come to you and then be caught like a deer in headlights not knowing what to do next. We're working with two clients right now where that exact thing is going on, where the sellers, our clients, have been approached by a buyer. The books aren't ready, they have no strategy, they can't articulate their company, they haven't really steeped themselves into being able to talk about, here's our plan, here's what we planned on 2 years ago, and look, Mr. Buyer, we planned this 2 years ago, and look how well we've done compared to that forecast, which does nothing but establish credibility in the buyer's mind and adds value. It will create at least a half a turn to two turns worth of multiple if it's an EBITDA multiple kind of a business. So we highly recommend our clients start as soon as you can and dive in now and be prepared. And along the way, you'll improve your growth and you'll improve your EBITDA, which will also create value as well.
Well, this has been great, David. Like I said, I really appreciate the time and I appreciate the insight. And everyone out there in podcast land, stay tuned. And hopefully we will be coming to you in the future with more podcasts with varied guests. And we can bring some of our expertise in the food and beverage space to the general marketplace. Thank you very much.